Taylor gets the ball back from Hewler and sprints down the Saddler's left side, crosses in looking for Bradshaw, who gets to the ball first ahead of David Martin, and Tom Bradshaw scores his first goal in the league since the game at Stadium MK. It's Bradshaw's 16th goal of the season. Andy Taylor with a cross from the left. Bradshaw getting to the ball first ahead of David Martin, who's in no man's land. And Bradshaw plants the header into the back of the net. In the 8th minute, Walsall 1, MK Dons 0. Ben Reeves. Good ball out to the left-hand side by Reeves to Bowditch now. Bowditch will run at Ben Perkins on the left side of the box. Gets the ball in and it's tapped in. Is it Will Grigg? Will Grigg with the goal. And he's got the equaliser against his former club. It was a good low ball in by Dean Bowditch on the left side of the box. Grigg nipping in to play it past Richard O'Donnell and equalise things with 13 to go to the break. Will Grigg with his 13th goal of the season. It's Walsall 1, MK Dons 1.
Well, Dean, was that a fair result?
Possibly. I mean, we feel a little bit unfortunate we didn't take all 3 points with the second half performance, which was a lot more like us. We got the supporters' bums off the seats, a few times in the second half, and tried to play in their half a lot more, and it was a lot more like us. We started the game really well. Tom scored a good goal, good cross from Andy Taylor, and good header, got in front of the goalkeeper, and we looked dangerous in their half. Every time we broke, but they scored what they'll say is a good goal, and we'll say we're disappointed with the defending from it. We got too stretched, and we talked about that all week about our distances, and they like to play an expansive game when they have the ball, and we wanted to make sure our distances are close, and we was too deep for it, and they ended up scoring the goal and got a crossing when we felt they shouldn't. But then second half, I thought they grew stronger then in the first half, and we had to be our best defensively to keep them out. And then second half, we started the second half really well, and as I say, got bums off seats and had attacks, had shots, had some good quick playing around their box, had one cleared off the line, corners, and it was a much improved performance. So really pleased with that.
Just how important will Tom Bradshaw's goal be? Certainly an important week for your men. Hadn't scored here certainly since Boxing Day. His first goal in all matches since 7th of January, I think. And a typical striker's goal, getting in there ahead of the goalkeeper.
Yeah, it was, but whenever his last goal was, I don't know. But he's been missing for a while as well, and he's only 3 or 4 games back in. But we know what Tom Bradshaw can do. He's a goal scorer. And it was nice to have a full complement on today to choose from, with the exception of Rico Henry and Michael Kane, who's got an illness at the moment. So, he scored a good goal. I've got Jordy Wheeler at the moment, Jordan Cook, who started, who's been missing for a few weeks. Anthony Ford came on as sub, Romain Sawyers. We've got players who can score goals, and we maybe feel a bit that we should have took a couple of the chances we had in the second half. But saying that, it's a tough game. It always is against MK Dons, and they've had a couple of chances in a mad 2 minutes of injury time as well. So possibly pleased with the point in the end.
You mentioned a few of your attacking players, but how good was it to see Sam Mantham starting again, his first start of the season?
Yeah, very pleased, because we all know what a good player that Sam Mantham is, and he put himself into contention with the 65 minutes in the reserves in a week, and I've seen what he's been doing in training for the last 2 weeks. So when Michael was taken ill, and it's no slurred on Michael or young Flanagan, but he's a really good player, Sam. He got a player of the season last year, and it's nice to be able to put him in there. I thought he was blowing for the first 20 minutes, but he got through the game really well.